Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, our friend Mackenzie Hall. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. I sure hope you are.
Doing good.
Well, Mackenzie, let's just roll right into the program. I've been noticing some really tall grass in some of the hay fields around where I live, and it seems like there's more than normal this time, and maybe you can tell us what type grass that is.
That's most likely Johnson grass. It's a clumping perennial grass that can grow around 6 to 7 feet tall, mm-hmm. and as that flower matures, it'll turn that dark reddish into a purple brown you may see. Mm-hmm. If you pull it up, you can see that those roots have rhizomes. This is because it grows so tall and that it can become have fantastic yields from it. Those rhizomes will help it survive in the drought that we've seen this summer, and livestock tend to love it before it gets too mature, but it can also be toxic, so we have to watch out for that.
Ah, it can be toxic. So what is it that would cause it to be toxic, Mackenzie?
So under normal summer conditions, Johnson grass does provide a decent forage, but as a sorghum relative, it contains a compound that breaks down into a toxic prussic acid or a cyanide when the plant tissues are damaged by either a frost or a drought.
Wow. So what happens to livestock if they happen to ingest this prussic acid?
It can act fast, but it'll block the animal cell from using oxygen. So within 10 to 15 minutes of heavy exposure, cattle can experience a rapid breathing, salivation, muscle tremors, some staggering, and even rapid death due to a respiratory failure. Because it moves so quickly, prevention is really critical.
Well, sure, sounds like it. Mackenzie Hall, our guest here on Extension Today on WIFM. We're talking about the Johnson grass that's been in the pastures and the issues with that. Also, I want to talk about this. Does a light frost, and I know it seems weird to talk about it this week, but yeah. does a light frost pose the same danger as, say, a hard freeze would?
So not quite. So a light frost is actually more dangerous than a hard freeze. So it singes the plant without actually producing without actually killing it. So it produces high spikes of prussic acid in those wilted green leaves and that new regrowth. So a hard freeze, so that's anything below your 28 degree Fahrenheit for several hours, will kill that plant completely, allowing that toxic cyanide gas to rupture out of the cells and evaporate.
Ah, so you'd really rather have the hard freeze. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how long does it take for damaged Johnson grass to become safe for grazing again then, Mackenzie?
So after a light freeze, you want to keep cattle off until that plant completely dries out or burnt or turns brown. So typically after a light freeze, that's about 7 to 10 days. And after a hard freeze, you can wait about 5 to 7 days for that toxic gas to fully dissipate. You always want to keep off a fresh regrowth until it reaches around that 18 to 24 inches tall or experiences another killing freeze.
So is harvested Johnson grass safe if processed into hay or silage instead of just grazed?
Yes, so harvesting is one of the safest options. Cyanide gas will volatilize and escape the hay as it sun cures and dries. For silage or baleage, fermentation will break down the toxins, so it's recommended to wait at least 4 weeks after ensiling before feeding it.
Okay. Well, Mackenzie, how does this prussic acid differ from nitrate poisoning in drought or frost-stressed forage?
Prussic acid concentrates in the top leaves and spikes immediately after a frost and then evaporates as the plant dries. For nitrate accumulation, it concentrates in the lower stems, especially after high nitrogen fertilization, and it doesn't evaporate when it is dried into hay. So hay testing is required to screen for high nitrates. Some testing for nitrates is free, but if you're just go ahead and sampling that, I do recommend doing a complete nutritional analysis,
okay,
which is $10 through the Department of Ag.
Oh, okay. So good to be ahead of the curve here. So what practical steps should producers take right now to protect their herds before the first frost hits?
So you want to scout paddocks for Johnson grass and never really turn any hungry cattle onto stressed pastures without filling them up on a safe hay first. Then you can also stage in alternate cool season pastures or a dry lot to lock up cattle during frost warning. And you can utilize your extension office for forage testing if you would like to have your grass tested.
Always a great idea. Mackenzie Hall, our guest here on Extension Today on WIFM. Mackenzie, are there some other tips for handling and maybe preventing possible prussic acid poisoning in the livestock?
So anything in the sorghum family can cause prussic acid or toxicity. So there are some other plants to kind of be concerned about and just watch out for. But it's just recommended to don't graze your sheep on Sudan grass or hybrids until it's about 12 to 15 inches tall. Or for cattle, wait till it reaches about 18 to 24 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Your sorghums may not be able to graze until it is fully headed out. And you always want to remember not to graze hungry livestock on your sorghums or sorghum Sudan grass hybrids. Potential poisoning can increase with the amount of high-risk forage that is.
So what do you do if you think your animals might be suffering from the prussic acid poisoning then, Mackenzie?
You want to call your local vet immediately and then remove them from the pasture as quick as possible. Don't delay. This time is of the essence with any poisoning. So just be sure to check your pastures for a cause of the problem and avoid other animals from getting sick. You want to avoid plants that can cause prussic acid or poisoning and be sure to monitor them as well as others.
What a wealth of valuable information today, Mackenzie. Some good stuff. And before I let you go here on Extension Today, are there any recent Extension programs you'd like to highlight today?
Yeah, I do. So recently, just a couple weeks ago on Friday, August 14th and Saturday, August 15th, we held the Yakin Davy 4-H Livestock Show at Long Hickory Arena, bringing together 56 youth participants from seven counties that included Allegheny, Alexander, Davy, Iredell, Stokes, Surrey, and Yakin County.
Wow.
These youth exhibited beef and dairy cattle, wool and hair sheep, meat and dairy goats. Each participant participated in a showmanship class as well. So the main goal of these livestock shows are personal development, agricultural education, and just overall community involvement. We had a great time and could not have done it without our many sponsors and volunteers that put it on.
Sounds like a really fun time. So you have any other programs that are coming up?
We do. We have our monthly cattlemen's meeting. So our next one will be next Thursday, September 10th, one on October 15th, one on November 12th, and then another one on December 10th. Okay. And then a program we have upcoming this week is our Weed ID and Pasture Walk. So that will be held this Thursday on September 3rd at the Yakin Extension Office. So we're going to go around a field and kind of scout for weeds and help you ID those.
Well, if you want to find weeds, just come to my house, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
That seems to be about all I have this year.
I understand.
Good stuff today, Mackenzie Hall. People have questions or want to talk to you more about it, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity provider, so anyone is free to contact us for information about our services. I can be reached at 336-849-7908 or through my email at mackenzie_hall@ncsu.edu.
Terrific. Mackenzie Hall with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you again very soon, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.